The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
Sorry for hating. No, I'm not. I love being a hater when it comes to winning money.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Drake May has arrived. And the next great quarterback in the NFL? Do you know who it is? I'll tell you. It's gonna be May. Jonathan Gannon and Drew Petzing have got to go. I'd like to know if, like, they practice. Like, do the Cardinals practice? Is Kyler Murray playing Ghost of Yotai for PlayStation 5? Or is he, like, studying film? If you had Arizona in Survivor, I'm sorry.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, terrific football Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network, and heard on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, Joe Flacco is the new QB1 for the Cincinnati Bengals. We now have questions that we, as sports bettors and sports fans, need to try and answer. Can Joe Flacco keep the Bengals in playoff contention for when Joe Burrow comes back? And what the hell are the Cleveland Browns going to do at quarterback? Is Shadur going to be the two? Is he going to be the emergency three? How many games are they going to win the rest of the year? We will talk about today's shock NFL trade. Joe Flacco, the new QB1 in Cincinnati. How about this? The NBA season starts 2 weeks from tonight. 14 days from the start of this year's NBA season, the 25-26 NBA campaign. And I'm going to tell everybody on today's show, 2 weeks in advance of the season starting, who's going to win the Eastern Conference. You're welcome. We'll talk the Major League Baseball playoffs and if the Philadelphia Phillies or the Chicago Cubs can come back from 0-2 series deficits in their National League Division Series. We look forward to that. Three tremendous guests will join us today on the show. Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the great Mark Schlereth. NBC Sports betting analyst, the one, the only, the whale capper, Drew Dinsa. Can't wait to talk about the upcoming week in the NFL, week 6, with both Stink and the Whale. That sounds like a show. And Eddie Olczyk of the NHL on TNT stops by in the Power Hour to preview the NHL season. Puck drops in the next hour with the first game of the season. We will give you NHL thoughts and NHL futures bets with the great Eddie O. He will join us later in the show. And in the final hour, which is the Power Hour, all our bets for tonight. And that'll be, for the first time this season, the National Hockey League and Game 3 of the Yankees and the Blue Jays in the Bronx. The Yankees just released their lineup card for tonight. It's the same as it's been. No shakeups. Grisham batting leadoff. Ben Rice batting cleanup. Nothing has changed for the Yankees. Aaron Boone has opted to roll the ball out and see what happens with the same lineup that's gotten shelled for the first two games. What could go wrong? All our bets are coming up at the end of the show for the Yankees and the Blue Jays and the National Hockey League. But we begin. Terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet. Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. What a football game last night on Monday Night Football. And bets aside, whatever your bet was, side bet, total bet, props, whatever. And we'll pour one out for Femi's Island. Can't hit every first touchdown score, but you know what? It's not going to stop us from trying. Femi will be back with the Island on Thursday night for the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles on Thursday Night Football. You put the bets away for a second, and we could talk about like all the betting implications of Jacksonville's win last night. It's an unbelievable football game. Like, from start to finish, an incredibly compelling game with more twists and turns than an early M. Night Shyamalan movie. Notice I said early, because basically since The Sixth Sense, they've all been bad. But the early ones, they're pretty good. Lots of twists and turns in those. This game had it all. And everything you could possibly want, including a quarterback falling down at the end of the game and then running for a touchdown, which made me lose a fantasy football matchup by 0.2 points. No good there. But man, what an incredible football game. As the Jacksonville Jaguars, down 14-0 in the first half, I tweeted at that moment, and like, it was like, oh, like, people will tweet you when you get things, when, you know, you tweet something during a game and you're wrong. They'll write you back like, this aged poorly. How about this? Go walk in traffic. Like, that's your MO, is to tweet people stuff, whatever. Did anyone, I want to know the person that thought the Jaguars were coming back to win the game last night, down 14-0. I tweeted, turn out the lights, the party's over. I also like to know, like, what percent of the audience actually knows what that's from. Anyway, shout out to Don Meredith. I thought the game was absolutely finished. The Jaguars come back from a 14-0 first half deficit, and almost more impressively, from a 28-24 deficit with a minute 45 to play, to slay the dragon and beat Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs 31-28. And we can start with the winners. The 4-1 Jacksonville Jaguars. Duval. And before we talk about them, I'm going to talk about me. One of my favorite things to do. You know, yesterday, we talked about a couple teams on Sunday that I did not bet in their respective games, but I have futures positions on. The Denver Broncos won outright as dogs in Philadelphia. The New England Patriots won outright as dogs in Buffalo. And then last night, and look, I love the Chiefs also, my Super Bowl pick, obviously. Who loved the Jaguars more than me coming into the year? Bet them to win the AFC South. Liam Cohen to win Coach of the Year. And I have $0 on the Jacksonville Jaguars last night, and they win. That's three games, week five in the NFL, where my futures positions improve, and I get $0 today as a result. My wife made a Whole Foods order. I needed to get like some snacks for my daughter, like a dozen eggs, some peanut butter. I tried to pay with CLV, closing line value, that I've accrued from these bets. Amazon turned me down. I didn't think that was very nice of Amazon. I got great closing line value from some of these bets right now. Man, I wish I had bet plus 3.5 with the Jaguars last night, but such is life. Jacksonville wins the game in improbable and unbelievable fashion. And we need to start talking about Jacksonville, talking about their franchise quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. Last night was the full Trevor Lawrence experience. The full encapsulation of what Trevor Lawrence has been as an NFL quarterback. The absolute highest of highs and the lowest of lows. Throws that he makes where you say, there are not many quarterbacks in the league that can do this, that have his physical ability. And delay of game penalties he takes, where you're thinking, does this guy's brain work? Does he have functioning brain cells? You got the full Trevor Lawrence experience in last night's game. Trevor Lawrence, on this final drive, the pass to Brian Thomas Jr., which Troy Aikman compared to Eli Manning's pass to Mario Manningham on the game-winning drive in Super Bowl 46. I don't know if it was quite that good, but man, a tremendous pass from Trevor Lawrence. How about Lawrence's pass in the third quarter to Travis Hunter, where I love the tweets before the game. Like, the Jaguars have some surprises planned for Travis Hunter today. In the first half, here was the surprise. Travis Hunter doesn't play. Surprise! We traded 2 first-round picks and a second-round pick for this guy. He's not going to play. Surprise, everybody! That's the surprise, is we traded all this capital for a guy who doesn't play. He finally got on the field a little bit in the second half, and lo and behold, had his best game as a receiver of his rookie year. Wow, what a shock. Play the really good player, and good things might happen. Great catch from Travis Hunter on that play, and a great throw from Trevor Lawrence. All the scrambles from Trevor Lawrence. The team's leading rusher. 10 for 56, 2 rushing touchdowns, and of course, the game winner. Falls down on the goal line, and I'm thinking in that moment, just like, can someone please touch him? Just frickin' touch him. Touch him down, please, as someone who wanted the Chiefs to win the game. And you've got Chris Jones. Is this the laziest player in the league? Chris Jones. Who decided to literally, if he were a lesser player, he would be cut today. Like, there's no way if this were like a borderline roster player that he's still on an NFL team today, if you do that. He literally watched Trevor Lawrence get up and run into the end zone and said after the game, well, you know, I felt like we had him dead to rights. How about this? You play professional football, go tackle him. Pathetic from Chris Jones. We'll get into the Chiefs defense and how pathetic they were for large swaths of this game. But unbelievable performance from Trevor Lawrence. Like, you got the best of Trevor Lawrence. You also got the worst of Trevor Lawrence. The goal line fumble on the quarterback sneak in the first quarter, where it's just like, man, what, Trevor? What are you doing? And these delays of games are incomprehensible. How's it possible? I'm telling you, I say this all the time. I'm not joking. I have been blitzed. I'm not talking by, like, the weak side linebacker or the cornerback. I'm talking, man, I've gotten real, real stoned. Like, real stoned. Like, gravity bonged straight to the face. And played Madden. I don't think I've ever once taken a delay of game penalty. Not once! Here's Trevor Lawrence in a huge spot in the game. Just has, like, zero clue what the play. How's it possible? And it doesn't end up making a difference because he makes the plays that he needs to make and the Jaguars win the game in a game that felt over to me about a zillion times. I can't believe they won, and credit to them. And I'm not even saying they didn't deserve to win. Credit to the Jacksonville Jaguars for winning this game, because throughout basically the Jaguars' entire history, but let's even call it the last however many years, and certainly the Chiefs since Patrick Mahomes took over, this is a game that the Chiefs always win and the Jaguars always lose. Unreal. And if you're a Trevor Lawrence truther, like I have been over the years, I bought in this offseason, Lawrence and Liam Cohen, and despite the 3-1 record going into last night, I can't say that I'm like fully on board with Trevor being what we thought he was going to be when he was drafted first overall in 21. You still see the glimpses. I don't know if you'll ever put it together and get to that level, like the truly elite tier. I don't know if he's ever going to be able to win a Super Bowl, but I think he's good enough to win an AFC South, good enough to pilot his team back to the playoffs this year. And to be fair to the Jaguars, it's not just Trevor Lawrence. How about, I'll do my best Ari Gold imitation here. Lloyd! Devin Lloyd. Another interception. This one on the goal line, baiting Trevor Lawrence when he like goes to blitz and drops back into coverage. Like, this was a deserved interception from Devin Lloyd, who then did his best James Harrison Super Bowl 43 imitation and takes it back all the way, like hurtling over Kansas City Chiefs players, stiff-arming them, breaking tackles en route to a 100-yard pick six. A tremendous swing in the game. And yeah, the Jaguars defense gave up a bunch of explosive runs to an offense that can't have explosive runs. Also, Trevon Walker didn't play. Like, if Walker plays, I don't think you see Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco breaking off those long runs. Very impressive performance by Anthony Campanile, a good paisan, and this Jaguars defense. The problem now with the Jaguars, if you're like, wow, I'm so impressed by this, so is everybody else. A huge favorite to make the playoffs at BetMGM, Liam Cohen, the second choice to win Coach of the Year. You needed to make these bets in August. On the other side, we will talk about last night's losers, the Kansas City Chiefs.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.